You'd be surprised how the tiniest print setting can change the accuracy of your 3D models. Hey guys, 3D printing has transformed orthodontics, but not all printers or layer heights deliver the same results. Today, we'll break down how printer type and layer thickness affect model accuracy and why those small settings matter more than you might think. Today, I want to discuss a study that challenges one of the common assumptions about 3D printing in orthodontics. The paper by Favero and colleagues, published in the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics in 2017, examined how print layer height and printer type influence the accuracy of three-dimensional printed orthodontic models. The authors from the University of Texas used a single master STL file of an ideal maxillary arch and produced 84 identical models. 36 models were printed with a Form II stereolithography printer using three different layer heights, 25, 50, and 100 microns. The other 48 were produced by four different commercial printers: Joule 3D, Objet-Eden 260V, Vector 3 SP, and EnvisionTEC Vida. Each printed model was scanned with a three-shape R700 desktop scanner, and the resulting file was digitally superimposed onto the original STL using Geomagic Control software. Deviations greater than plus or minus 0.25 millimeters were considered beyond clinical tolerance. The data were analyzed statistically with one-way ANOVA and Tukey post-hoc testing. Now, the results were quite revealing. Contrary to what we might expect, the coarsest print setting, a 100-micron layer height, produced the most accurate models, with an average deviation of only 0.0064 millimeters. The 25-micron setting, which should theoretically have offered the best resolution, was actually the least accurate. Among printer types, the Joule 3D showed the smallest average deviation, while the Form II printer had the fewest total points outside the tolerance range. Importantly, all printers produced models well within clinically acceptable limits, meaning that for orthodontic applications, every system tested was accurate enough. The clinical implication is straightforward. Printing with a finer layer height does not necessarily improve dimensional accuracy. In fact, it may increase the risk of cumulative error due to the greater number of layers and polymerization inconsistencies. And as a practical bonus, the 100-micron setting reduced print time dramatically from around 15 hours at 25 microns to about 4.5 hours at 100 microns for the same models. From a methodological standpoint, this is a robust experimental study. The bias potential is low and the statistical design is appropriate. Of course, it's a laboratory setup based on one geometry and one resin system, so the results can't be generalized to every printer or every material. Still, the conclusion is consistent and clinically meaningful. For us as orthodontists, the message is both liberating and practical. You don't need to chase the finest possible layer resolution to achieve clinical accuracy. Even a moderately priced printer running at standard 100-micron resolution can produce diagnostic and working models that are dimensionally reliable and clinically sound. So when selecting a 3D printer, think beyond layer height. Consider build volume, cost, service, print speed, and workflow integration. Accuracy, as this study demonstrates, is already sufficient across most systems. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.